This is Atma Sucha, dictating patient's name is Mary Ferenc, F-E-R-R-E-N-C-E, Mary, M-A-R-Y, date of birth is 9/25/1934, date of service, Miss Ferenc is a very pleasant 89-year-old female with history of atrial fibrillation on anticoagulation with Xarelto, history of congestive heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, history of hyperlipidemia, history of breast cancer as well as colon cancer, history of debility, was admitted to the hospital with complaints of cough and congestion, complaining of shortness of breath, progressively worsening over a week. She was seen in the emergency room. She is bringing up yellow phlegm. Was admitted to the hospital with pneumonia, multifocal, chest X-ray showed patchy infiltrate, concerning for multifocal pneumonia. She was started on ceftriaxone and doxycycline. She was initially placed on a non-rebreather. She was also felt to be in congestive heart failure. Patient was diuresed with Lasix, continued antibiotics, was being monitored. Her QTC was slightly enlarged, so azithromycin was not used. Patient was otherwise doing better. She was given frequent nebulized breathing treatments. She clinically felt better, was overall doing better. She was gradually weaned from a non-rebreather to nasal cannula oxygen. She was also given salmeterol, which was subsequently transitioned to pioprednisone. Was on frequent nebulized breathing treatment as well as incentive spirometry. Had an echocardiogram done, we did show EF of 70% with a small pericardial effusion. She was diuresed, was doing subsequently better, switched to oral Lasix, was put on fluid restriction as well as was ambulated. Physical therapy did see the patient. Patient was doing better, but was felt to be weak. She was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge. At the present time, she is sitting up in her bed. She said that she is doing better. She does get short of breath, feels tired and fatigued easily. She denies any complaints of chest pain, heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting. She denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills. No other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for breast cancer, history of colon cancer, history of hyperlipidemia, atrial fibrillation, history of congestive heart failure, debility, and degenerative joint disease. Past surgical history has been significant for mastectomy and hysterectomy. Social history, smoking, non-alcohol, non-allergies to iodine, aspirin, ibuprofen, iodinated contrast media, nifedipine, and propoxyphene. Current medications reviewed and as documented in chart. On a review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation. She does have history of atrial fibrillation, history of congestive heart failure, complaints of shortness of breath with exertion. Respiratory system, she does complain of some cough, also complaining of shortness of breath, history of pneumonia, history of no pain with deep inspiration. And gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denied any nausea, no vomiting, denied any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Denied urinary, no complaints, neurological, denied any history of TIE or CVA, no history of seizures, no focal weakness in the arms or legs. Musculoskeletal, she does complain of being tired and fatigue, generalized debility, history of arthritis. All other systems are reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR. HENT examination was normal. Pupils were equal, round, and reactive to light. Extraocular movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. All sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Neurological examination was grossly intact. No focal deficit. Impression, number one. Multifocal pneumonia. Next. Congestive heart failure with preserved ejection fraction. Next. Generalized debility. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, atrial fibrillation, next, hypertension, next, hyperlipidemia, next, peripheral neuropathy, next, history of QTC prolongation, next, hypokalemia, next, gastroesophageal reflux disease, next, mild to moderate aortic stenosis, next, obesity, next, debility, next, DJD. Treatment plan, patient admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. Will continue current medications. Will consult physical and occupational therapy. Will continue other medications. Will repeat her chest x-ray in 2 weeks. Will continue, will monitor her progress. Will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period.